SBS Filipino.
Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
At kasama din natin ang kanyang mentor at Miss Transfer International 2013 na si Ramphal, Sophia Huggins.
Oh, thank you. It's Miss Transsexual Australia first for our national title. And then Miss Andrea Haka is the candidate for Australia for Miss Miss Transstar in Barcelona.
Okay, so si Andrea ay ang ating representative sa Miss Transfer International 2017 that will happen in Barcelona, Spain. This is a big achievement for you. Paano ba nagsimula itong Miss Transfer International competition?
Actually, it started on 2010, mm-hmm. and this year is the 6th edition for the Miss Transfer International, and it focuses on the transgender issues worldwide, mm-hmm. like transphobia and all the issues regarding with the LGBT community. Actually, the Miss Transfer International pageant is a 10-day pageant, so all candidates must be there. The arrival day will be September 30, so we'll be staying in one hotel accommodation, and we have a series of activities, the photo shoot for the swimsuit, national competition. There are two important nights, the two gala nights, the national costume competition and the coronation night.
So, ganun ka-intense ang competition. So, matanong ko kay Ramphal. Ramphal, ano ba yung takbo ng competition natin dito? Gano ba siya ka-extensive? Kasi papadala natin yung ating representative sa Barcelona.
Yeah, it's not only that we are sending our representative through Miss Transsexual Australia organization headed by Geisha and Norbert. The winner actually has to not only represent Australia because she has a national title being the Miss Transsexual Australia. So that is the basis and qualification why you will be able to represent the country.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different international pageants, and one of it, of course, is Miss Transstar International. And another one would be Miss International Queen in Pattaya, Thailand, which is the pioneering pageant for the last 17 years. More than 10 years. That's the most prominent and the first one. But Andrea is doing the pageant in Europe, which is the Miss Transstar.
So, mas malaki ito.
Sa Europe.
This is the biggest competition in Europe. So, I'm the first Filipino-Australian representative for the Miss Transstar International.
So, ano ang feeling mo na ikaw ang pinakaunang representative natin?
Well, it's a privilege, and I'm just keeping my grounds and then just enjoying the moment, and I'll do my best to represent us.
You'll be leaving soon this September 19,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'll be leaving on the 19th.
Meron ka bang mga pagsasanay or training na ginagawa?
Yeah, I'm doing catwalk training, and I do train girls for local and international pageants, so it's an advantage for me. But of course, I have to look for my diet at the same time. And I do regularly go to gym.
And we were very confident with Andrea because she was not only a former, she's not only a Miss Transsexual Australia winner and will be representing the country, but mind you, she was a former Miss Belgium. She was a former Miss Belgium in Miss International Queen in 2015. And I was actually Miss Australia.
Yeah, we competed together.
But we were childhood friends. We've known each other. We're from Cebu. So we've been friends since we were 15 years old.
Dahil din sa mga competition na iyan, nag-spark ang friendship ninyo.
Yes.
At ngayon kayo ay nagtutulungan para supportahan ang isa't isa.
Absolutely. We're actually doing the costume. I'm starting my haute couture line, which is called the House of Sophia, and I finished my degree in fashion at the University of the Arts in London, so might as well use it here. So we are actually designing a haute couture white and blue. We're doing the white and blue cocktail, Melbourne Cup style to represent Australia. If there is one thing about socialization, about Australian culture, I think the Melbourne Cup for me and for us would be the most flamboyant and the most elite way or significant way to celebrate the Australian culture and being part of it, and we need to integrate into the cultures.
And may idea ka ba, Andrea, kung ano yung takbo ng competition doon? Meron ba tayong Q&A?
Well, actually, I don't have the guidelines yet because they are still finalizing it. We have a series of competition like the national costume, the swimsuit run, and the evening gown, and the interview. So, but there are two gala nights, the most important two gala nights, the national costume and the coronation night will be held October 5 and October 7, respectively.
And, syempre, in any competition, hindi lang ito pagandahan. Kailangan din meron tayong advocacy.
Yes, I myself is an advocate of equal rights, especially with marriage equality, and at the same time, an advocate of HIV awareness.
Ito, nasabi mo na, pero interesado din ako malaman kung ano ang stand ninyo sa same-sex marriage na ngayon ay isang malaking issue dito sa Australia.
Actually,
go ahead.
Well, my stand for marriage equality is, well, love is love. So, whatever gender, whatever sex, then everyone has entitled to love somebody because love has no sex and sex has no soul.
How about you?
Well, actually, I updated my, you know, the electoral form, whether I will be voting here or in Western Australia, because I still have my residency in Western Australia. But it is quite a topic that actually divides the whole country and the nation. But this is why I am torn between two lovers. It is not because of the, I do believe with Andrea, and love is genderless. Love should be for everyone. Jesus said, love even your enemies. I do believe in love, but the word marriage is very controversial. And I believe that the word marriage is basically established by the heterosexuals or the traditional ones. And this is the modern times. We should not, I think, we should create our own word, have the same benefits or the same rights as provided to the marriage. So I think, on my own opinion, I hope nobody will crucify me, that marriage, let give them the marriage, the traditionalists, and we'll have our own name, which would be like union, for example, in such a way. Just the word. There would be no atrocities. There would be no division. I think it's a matter of word.
So ang sinasabi mo, dapat ang marriage sa babae at lalaki lang.
That's their word. That's the only thing. It's just the benefit. Why not just use a different word?
But with the same rights.
Same right.
Napaka-interesting ng mga point of views galing kay Ramphal and of course kay Andrea. And finally, palapit na ang competition. Imbitahan mo naman ang ating mga tagapakinig dito sa SBS. Nasuportahan ka.
Okay, hello Melbournians and hello Australians. I'd like to invite that to support me in my quest for the most coveted crown for Miss Transstar International in Barcelona, Spain, this coming October 7. And kindly look up the Facebook page of Miss Transstar International and look for my picture and share it and likes it. So because we have the online voting for it.
Maraming salamat, Andrea Hacka-Smith, ang ating representative para sa Miss Transstar International 2017.
Thank you, Claudette, for having us.
Good luck sa iyo. And thank you as well to the mentor and Miss Transstar International 2013, Ramphal Huggins.
Thank you po.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.